and resting place names in Marlborough Part 5. Another reason the importance of the Te Tai Ihu Treaty of Waitangi is of note is that it would encourage more people to take up the reins of te reo, which is the learning of the Maori language, thus the encouragement of a bilingual people here in New Zealand. I'm finding it very interesting, as I'm often drawn into my past through songs, through events, through attachments, through my own family history discoveries, and with the meeting of people in everyday activities. My curiosity as a writer is always extending itself out along the broader path of wondering, finding, and accepting of great knowledge and wisdom. As I walk and drive around the vicinity, I see names and wonder, how did that get that name? And I wonder, what does that mean? And what happened that they named this place that? All names usually have a history behind them. I mean, what does your name mean? And where did it come from? What were your parents thinking when they decided that they would call you what they did? Have you ever wondered about that? I know I'm named after my maternal grandmother, for which I hope that she can forgive me of heartbreaks I may have caused her when she was alive, by doing my best to make up for my youthful mistakes, by spending a career magnifying her name by writing under my own name. And then my middle name is for my paternal grandmother, who, as I age, I become more and more like her in physical appearance and well-being, according to conversations remembered between myself and my father when he was still with us here. The only difference being the colour of my skin, as she was very much of European descent, while I am a combination of both my mother and my father. So you see, names of places in your area, in particular here in Marlborough, have great connections to the history of how Marlborough came to be, and by using the names to identify places, you are looking at a particular way of preservation for those who will come along after us. And that is the end of Part 5.